4 years on from when Glenn Mulcair was jailed for intercepting voicemails in search of stories about the royals, and more evidence has emerged about the scale of the work the private investigator undertook for the News of the World, and it was suggested in court for other newspapers, including The Sun and The Mirror, though its publisher has insisted it has no knowledge of ever using Mulcair. Robert JQC, counsel to the inquiry, said a study of Mulcair's notes, all 11,000 pages of them, showed he had received more than 2,000 requests for information from the now-defunct Sunday tabloid between 2001 and 2009. Mr. J insisted that Clive Goodman, the News of the World's royal editor, who also went to prison, wasn't Mulcair's only client.
It is clear that Goodman was not a rogue reporter. We have at least 27 other News International employees. This fact alone suggests wide-ranging illegal activity within the organisation at the relevant time. I suggest that it would not be unfair to comment that it was, at the very least, a thriving cottage industry.
Who guards the Guardian was how Lord Justice Leveson summed up the task facing him. Freedom of the press was fundamental to democracy, he acknowledged, but it had to be exercised with the rights of others in mind. He said some of those who maintain they are victims of newspaper malpractices have expressed the fear they might be targeted for speaking out.
I anticipate that monitoring will take place of press coverage over the months to come, and if it appears that those concerns are made out without objective justification, it might be appropriate to draw the conclusion that these vital rights are being abused.
In his opening submission, Neil Garnham QC for the Metropolitan Police accepted that in the past not all of the relationships between officers and reporters had met the test of being both ethical and transparent.